Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Judy Groverman-Walker. She is the parade manager for the 125th Annual Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Michelle.
So let's talk about this. 125 years, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's not very often that events last 125 years, and the Luther Burbank Rose Parade is one of those events that has sustained many, many decades.
Now, when the parade started in Santa Rosa, it was not called the Luther Burbank Rose Parade. I believe it was called the Rose Carnival.
It's had a number of names over the year. Mm-hmm. I believe it was in the 1950s that the name changed to the Luther Burbank Rose Parade.
So since the Rose Parade has started, it's been a celebration of Santa Rosa. Is that the same thing today?
It's really a celebration of the entire community. The Luther Burbank Rose Parade celebrates throughout Santa Rosa and adjoining communities with marching bands and nonprofits and all kinds of community groups that participate in this parade that is about 2 hours in length.
Okay. What is the date of the parade this year?
It is on Saturday, May 18th.
Okay, so coming up really quick. And about how many entries will we see in the parade this year?
Generally, we have about 100 to 125 different entries in the parade. Mm-hmm. And we have about 15 marching bands, which Ooh. Are elementary, middle school, and high school. A lot of nonprofits that are floats and novelty groups. We've got some equestrians. There's some VIP entries, of course, and some for-profit businesses that want to come out and promote themselves and celebrate the parade.
And where does the parade take place?
The parade starts in downtown Santa Rosa at the corner of Sonoma Avenue and E Streets. It goes on E Street to 4th Street. It turns left on 4th Street, down 4th Street to the Santa Rosa Plaza. Mm-hmm. Turns left onto B Street, and then left again onto 3rd Street. So it kind of wraps around Courthouse Square, and it ends at the corner of 3rd and D Streets.
Great. And Courthouse Square is also part of the festivities.
It is. This year, like last year, we're starting the festival at Courthouse Square at 9 a.m. So there'll be a festival going on in the Courthouse Square while the parade is going around Courthouse Square. The festival begins at 9, the parade begins at 10. The parade will end right around noon, and the festival will continue until 2:30 p.m.
That is very fun. What can people do at the festival?
Festival is just that. There's food and kids activities. Aquanet, the band, will be playing. There'll be a lot of fun interaction going on at this year's festival.
All right, very fun. Does it cost anything to see the parade or go to the festival?
No, the parade is provided complimentary to the community. So if you want to find a seat on the sidewalk and watch the parade, there's no charge for that. If you want to come down to the festival and enjoy the entertainment and everything that's going on, there's no charge for that. So we encourage, actually, the community to come down and enjoy the day.
Yeah, it's very fun. I've had the pleasure of both announcing. I've been in the parade. I also help organize the parade, so that's very fun now to see all different kinds of aspects of the parade. And the parade grows and changes each year. Have there been challenges this year to bringing the parade to the community?
Yes. So this year has been one of our bigger struggles financially for the Luther Burbank Rose Parade. It takes a lot of money to put on this one-day event because of all of the street closures and insurance and lining up the parade, getting all of the entrants in the right place, getting sponsorships. So we have seen a downturn in sponsorships, and that has made a struggle for us to be able to put on this year's event. Mm-hmm. At this point, I think we're looking okay that we'll be able to put on this year's event, but we will use up most of our reserves, which will make it difficult moving forward to have 126th annual celebration.
Oh, wow. So that's tough. What can people do to help ensure that the parade continues year after year?
Well, we're hoping that the community can help us by providing financial donations. It can be individuals, it can be businesses. You can donate through our website, which is at roseparadefestival.com. Mm-hmm. We have a PayPal button there that you can donate through. We're working on putting a GoFundMe together. We will also have a donation bucket available at the parade and mm-hmm. festival on Saturday, May 18th.
That's great. And people who sponsor, businesses who sponsor or individuals who sponsor, they do get some marketing, right, out of those dollars?
Correct. Depending upon your donation, if you want that publicity, we have some donors that ask to be remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. But we can put your name as a trophy sponsor for $100 or more. We can list you on our print material and on our website. There's many ways that we can show that, recognize you for your donation and your support of the parade and festival.
Right. And it seems like a lot of the businesses who come forward to sponsor the Rose Parade and the festival understand the value of something like this for our community.
Well, you know, that's very important, Michelle. That's an important point, that this is just an event that celebrates the community. It's there to celebrate the bands and the nonprofits and the best that we have in our community. You know, we're not solving world hunger or, you know, world peace, but we are there to celebrate what we have and, you know, recognize everybody in the community for what they've done and what they stand for.
Yeah. It is very nice to just celebrate us, because so many times we get caught up in worrying about tourism or agriculture or things like that, which are incredibly very important for the survival of Sonoma County as a whole, Santa Rosa as well. But you got to sometimes just sort of stop for a moment and say, hey, this is a pretty cool place.
It is.
Yeah.
We are very fortunate. We live in a very cool place. And to have an event like this still around after 125 years, you know, we definitely don't want to see it go away. And we want to see that sense of community continue. So hoping that the community will help us keep this event around.
And again, the website is roseparadefestival.com. If people want to find out more information to donate directly via the link, the donation button that's there on the site, or if you're interested in a bigger sponsorship for next year, or even this year, there is still time, of course, to be a part of keeping the Rose Parade going and thriving in our community. The parade is very fun. It's coming up on the 18th of May. It's a Saturday, and we always have a Grand Marshal. Who is the Grand Marshal this year?
Well, this year we're very excited to have Al Magini as our Grand Marshal. He's an amazing man. If you haven't met him, he's going to be 104 this fall, and you would never know it. He's so full of energy. They actually have named, there's a hall at Santa Rosa Junior College called Magini Hall. He was part of the Santa Rosa Junior College Board of Trustees, and he's also been very involved with the Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital Foundation. So a great person to have us to have representing us as a Grand Marshal this year in the parade.
That is exciting. And any entries that people should keep an eye out for that might be really fun to see in the parade this year?
Well, there's some bands that are pulling in some of their alumni, which that should be interesting to see, school marching bands. We have the Native Sons of the Golden West. They let me know that they were the very first float winner in 1894. So
wow.
They were the very first entry to win in the parade for floats. So they're going to be joining us. There's just going to be a lot of historical kind of fun entries, and it'll be fun to see what people have come up with and how people are celebrating.
Yeah, and that's the theme for the year is just the 125 years.
Yes, celebrating 125 years. So it allows people a lot of opportunity to focus on different decades or when maybe they started their first entry in the parade, and hoping that also people pull in their flowers because it is the Rose Parade.
Yes.
And celebrating 125 years. They used to use tons of flowers in their floats and their decorations.
Yes, that will be very exciting. And there will be some floats in the parade as well. So hopefully we'll see them all decked out and beautifully decorated. And then it's also fun to see other entries that are also celebrating milestones. I know Snoopy's Home Ice, aren't they celebrating 50 years this year?
They are. Snoopy's, yes, it'll be 50 years for them this year. And I think they've got a cute little entry. I've seen pictures, so should be fun to watch for.
Yeah, yeah. So when should people line up along the streets of Santa Rosa in order to see the parade?
Well, I think now that the festival begins at 9 o'clock, make a whole day of it. So come down at, you know, between 8:30 and 8:45, get yourself parked, walk over to the festival, maybe a little snack, find your spot on the sidewalk. There's over 8 blocks of sidewalk available, so there's all kinds of great places to watch the parade. Mm-hmm. And then watch the parade, head back to the festival for a little bit more entertainment, and you've got a full day ahead. Yeah. Make sure you bring your sunscreen.
Yes.
Because it might be a warm day.
Yes, yes. And there'll be plenty of food options at the festival?
Yes, we've got lots of food vendors. We've got full-on meals, snacks, all kinds of fun stuff to look forward to for food vendors.
Okay, very good. And people can bring chairs and set them out if they'd like?
Yes, of course. Okay. Chairs, blankets, just make sure that you're not setting them on the street in the
right.
parade route.
Okay, good.
We really encourage you to keep your kids within arm's distance.
Right.
They like to run out into the middle of the parade, and we don't want to have any accidents.
No, no, I understand. It's very exciting for kids, but yes, keep them close so they can safely enjoy the parade. Is the parade also going to be televised at all?
Yes, YSN365.com annually streams it live for us. And that will happen again this year. So if for some reason you've got family or friends that are not in Santa Rosa and can't make it to the parade, you can enjoy it streaming live on YSN365.com.
Very cool. And what about some of the sponsors? We've talked about how important they are to keep the parade going. Are there any main sponsors that you'd like to thank?
Well, we have had some people step up and go above and beyond what they've done before or come back as sponsors. So we have the Rado Group that was a sponsor in the past as Santa Rosa Recycling. So they are back as a sponsor, which is fabulous. Trioni Vineyards and Winery is, again, a major sponsor for us and continues to support us and help to make sure we continue. McDonald's Restaurants is a brand new sponsor for us, so we're very excited to see that. They are our entertainment stage sponsor.
Very cool.
And then we also have the Press Democrat has stepped up in a larger role this year and will be helping us to make sure we have our parade program available in the Press Democrat on Sunday, May 12th. That will come out. So look forward to that parade program where you can see all of the entries that'll be in the parade and all the exciting activities that'll happen on that day.
Oh, that's very important because people, I'm sure, especially spectators, want to see, you know, where is my granddaughter's entry going to be? I want to make sure that I know where she's going to be in the parade. So that's always fun to check that out right prior to the parade in the Press Democrat to see the program there. And then do you also post that on the website at roseparadefestival.com, the lineup?
Yes, we do. So okay. We'll have that and we'll have the results. So immediately following the parade, well, immediately being within the next 24 hours, the results will also be posted on our website. So if for some reason you didn't get to hear who won, you'll be able to see that on the roseparadefestival.com website.
Great. And do the entries, do the winners, do they actually win cash?
Some of the entries win cash. Some of the entries win cash and a trophy. Mm-hmm. We hand out about 60 to 70 trophies annually. It just depends on what categories we have entries in. And then we award cash prizes to quite a few of the entries, but not all of the entries receive cash.
Okay, very cool. So that's another expense and another reason to support the Rose Parade and Festival. And then there's another great way to be involved with the Rose Parade and Festival, and that's to be a volunteer. How do you volunteer?
So the website is a very important piece of all of this, the roseparadefestival.com. There's a link if you want to be a volunteer on Rose Parade Day. We feed you lunch. We give you a Rose Parade t-shirt. You volunteer for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, depending upon the shift. And we definitely need volunteers. We always need good volunteers. And we have barricades we need to watch. We've got water sales. We've got help at the festival. There's all kinds of fun and exciting ways that you can be involved and help the Rose Parade as a volunteer.
Okay, very good. So roseparadefestival.com, that's where you can go to sign up to be a volunteer. And it's just a small commitment, but it's certainly a very fun day. And usually as a volunteer, you get really good place to see the parade. So that's kind of nice, well, too.
And you get to know that you're helping make this 125-year event continue and be successful. And I think that's great. People that can volunteer can help out that way. It really makes a big difference.
It does. And also on the website are the street closures as well as the route. So if you're curious about any of those things and how traffic might be impacted on Saturday, May 18th for the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival, just head to the website at roseparadefestival.com. Judy, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about with the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival?
Just that the parade and festival are there for our community. So they're there for the listeners and their families and friends. And we're here to celebrate and hope that everybody will come down on Saturday, May 18th and be part of the celebration and be part of the continuing to have this parade for future generations.
Yes. Yeah, we need to make sure that it sticks around because it would be very sad to have the 125th be the last one. Thank you so much, Judy, and we'll see you on parade day.
Great. Thanks, Michelle.
Judy Groverman-Walker, she is the parade manager for the Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival in its 125th year, and it's all happening on Saturday, May 18th in downtown Santa Rosa. Get the details at roseparadefestival.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.